You're listening to SBS News.
Halfway into the six-week stay-at-home lockdown of metropolitan Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire, and there's been another big jump in Victorian case numbers and more deaths. It's prompted Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews to warn of more restrictions.
We could not open up with these numbers. We could not open up even with significantly less than these numbers. It may well be the case, and the data may well bear this out, and the best advice may well come to me, that we need to take further steps, that the steps we've taken are not enough to pull this up.
There are 627 new cases and 8 more deaths, including 2 men in their 50s. 4 of the cases are linked to the troubled aged care system. Victoria's death toll from the virus is now 113, and the latest fatalities take the national COVID-19 toll to 196. Premier Andrews has revealed door knocks by Defence Force personnel and health officials have found more than 100 positive COVID-19 cases not isolating at home.
If you're sick, get tested. Don't go out. If you've got the virus, then you need to stay at home. If you need further support, we're there to provide that to you. Whatever you might need. If you need more information, more clarity, if you need anything, we will support you. But this is a shared thing. We are all in this together.
According to Victorian Opposition Leader Michael O'Brien, more extreme measures are needed to keep positive cases in isolation.
For goodness sake, these people are putting themselves and the community at risk. The trouble is we've got too many idiots with COVID who aren't following the rules, and we've got a government that's too soft to make them follow the rules. I think we can do a lot more to protect the community from these people who just won't follow the rules to keep the rest of us safe. Whether it's tougher fines, whether it's sending them to hotel quarantine at their own expense, or even looking at monitoring bracelets, we must keep the community safe.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, says the stubbornly high numbers are frustrating.
We're all rolling with the punches. No one likes numbers to be increasing. Everyone's hoping that the additional interventions that we've made all along the way will be kicking in day out. To see it not turn the corner is absolutely a cause of frustration, not least because it's not just a number. These are people's lives, and we know what the consequences are.
In New South Wales, 21 new cases were reported. Only 2 of them travellers in hotel quarantine. 2 are associated with the Thai Rock restaurant cluster in Western Sydney, bringing the total number of cases there to 94. 6 are linked to the Apollo restaurant cluster in the eastern suburbs. Dr. Jeremy McAnulty from New South Wales Health has highlighted the need for those in quarantine to remain there for the full 2 weeks required.
Anyone directed to undertake a 14-day self-isolation period must stay in isolation for that full period, even if they test negative. This is because early testing may not detect infection, and release from self-isolation based on a negative test could allow an infectious person to infect other people in the community. The self-isolation period is 14 days, as most people who are infected develop symptoms within 14 days.
Queensland has reported 1 new case of COVID-19, which is linked to the group of women facing criminal charges for travelling back from Melbourne without isolating. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the 27-year-old is related to someone who dined at a Brisbane eatery.
So it's very important that if anyone else was at that Korean restaurant, the Martong San Korean restaurant in Sunnybank, if you have any concerns, if you are feeling the slightest bit unwell, you must go and get tested.
Deputy Chief Medical Officer Professor Michael Kidd says it has been a difficult week for Australia in its coronavirus battle.
And there will be more difficult weeks to come as we continue to live with COVID-19. My advice to you is that things will get better, but it won't happen overnight. Australia is not like many other countries where COVID-19 is currently out of control. We are working together. We are taking strong measures to tackle each and every outbreak of COVID-19.
And the Ruby Princess cruise ship COVID-19 debacle has come back to haunt the federal government. It's been revealed an Australian Border Force officer allowed sick passengers off the ship after mistakenly thinking passengers were negative for coronavirus when they'd only tested negative for the flu. Border Force says the result misinterpretation did not make a difference to whether passengers were cleared to disembark, as the federal agency was not responsible for human health. But Labor's Home Affairs spokeswoman Christina Keneally has told the ABC Border Force discovered the error the day after passengers left the ship, and she's accused the Morrison government of a cover-up.
So what we know from these documents is that from the 20th of March, the day after the Ruby Princess arrived, Australian Border Force realised and understood this tragic mistake. But Peter Dutton and Scott Morrison have been covering it up ever since, seeking to blame New South Wales Health and refusing to cooperate with the Special Commission of Inquiry.
The ship is linked to more than 660 infections and at least 22 deaths across the country. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Gareth Borum, SBS News.